This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wrapping up this edition of the Rahimi and Harris Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, I have been Mark Rohde filling in for Layla Rahimi. Shout out to Lails, who's getting ready for the Sky game tonight. Marshall, always a pleasure sparring with you, my friend. Another fun show.
Such a pleasure that you need a break before we do it all again on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
you requested. It's like, I can't do it 2 days in a row.
It's hilarious, man. My mom, the last time you and I worked together, she said, my mom's, you know, she's very gentle with her words. She was saying, now, do you and Marshall, do you guys not get along? Is everything okay with you guys? Ma, it's just radio. I love Marshall.
Now I got to be nice to you because your mom stepped in. Okay.
No, I got it.
All right. I'll be much nicer.
I should not have said that. Thank
Mark
you.
Brody is right about all his sports takes, specifically when it comes to the Chicago Cubs.
Ma, there. We hang out. We walk together sometimes. Well, we live in the same neighborhood.
Back when I could walk. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had to ditch you now because of your leg problem. Hey, Ray, go get some more ice, will you, for this guy? Thank yous to Ray Diaz and Robbie the Tree Triano. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell. Thank you to our guest today, Dan Weeder of The Athletic, and he is one half of the Take the North podcast as well.
Weedsy.
Who's the other half of the Take the North podcast?
That would be me.
Oh, okay.
We have an episode up and running right now. Right now, also, it is my pleasure to introduce the Spiegel and Holmes show. Lawrence is here today. Matt is not here today. So Carmen Vitale of the Marquee Sports Network is here. Carmen, what is going on?
Hi, Grody. I'm so excited to be here.
I did not know you were going to be in the house today.
So well, it was
surprise. A pleasure. Yes. And Carmen knows Bears. She knows the NFC North just as well as anybody. So, Lawrence, I think you're going to have a good 4 hours today.
There was a reason that I placed the call. We decided that we've been doing a lot of baseball. And don't worry, we'll talk a little bit of baseball today. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But I figured, since it's that time of year, since I've already spent 6 hours on the couch Saturday watching college football, that it was time to bring a football person in here. So Carmen's going to hang out with me today. Big Aunt Heron is going to hang out with me tomorrow. So if you like football, the Spiegel and Holmes show over the next couple of days is going to be for you. I also think that this is a momentous occasion, and I don't know if anyone has marked this before.
Oh, gosh. I know where he's going with this.
Have you guys been in a studio together here before?
Carmen and I?
I don't think in the studio together.
No, I don't believe so.
No, you've definitely been on the phone.
Yeah, we've had Carmen on I've talked to her many times on the telly, but no, not in studio.
And last time I was here with Marshall and Layla, you were on the phone.
Yeah.
So this is a new Connect Four is what you're saying?
Well, this is the thing, Marshall. We're the outsiders on this one, because the two people over on that side of the room each have championship rings.
What do you have?
I didn't know
you had a championship.
Tampa, baby.
Yeah, I have a Buccaneers Super Bowl ring.
Really? Honestly had no idea.
I didn't know that you had a Cubs one.
I do. Yes. I want to hear about your how did you get the Tampa Bay one?
Well,
tell me.
I worked for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 6 years.
Yes.
I was there for back-to-back 5-11 seasons. I was there for the Jameis Winston 30 interception year. And then I got rewarded in 2020 in March when we signed Tom Brady. and then went on the most improbable season run in 2020 and ended up with a Super Bowl ring because of it. So I worked for the team, and as an employee of the team, I got a ring.
That is fantastic. Yeah, I got one with the Cubs, honestly, with all humility. I did not think I would be getting one. The person who told me that, yeah, you're going to get one, interestingly enough, one Chris Ranji. He's like, dude.
Ranji?
Who used to do pre and post for the White Sox.
That's when I interned for the White Sox, he was my bestie.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, you have Ranji history?
I've got Ranji history. That's a lot of trouble.
But he told me, he's like, dude, you're part of the broadcast. You're going to get a ring. And then I got the email, to see the email when they said, we need you to go get your ring size. Go to the nearest.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
They had Jason of Beverly Hills did the ring, and they had a person, a rep, come out and measure all of us for our rings. It was really surreal. And then to just see your last name on a championship ring, I know that you can relate, is wild.
You and I are kind of in a separate. I feel like we can't relate to Lawrence and Marshall now.
I made the connection while I was sitting there. I was like, wow, I think this is a first for two people who weren't ex athletes to both have rings here in the studio. This is pretty awesome.
It is. I you said it best, with all humility, I have one. It's not I don't really go around pronouncing it, but people will say it for me.
Yes.
Because obviously I did not suit up that season.
Let me ask you this.
Wait, was that the season that you tore your ACL, though? Or was that the other?
No, that was in 2017.
Okay. That's a great question, though.
Tore your ACL? Are you an athlete?
I tried to be.
Yeah, it didn't work out?
No, it didn't work out. I played flag football for actually a Bucks recreational team. So we had some scouts and everything on our team.
Wow.
And the field was horrendous. My cleat got stuck in some crabgrass.
That sounds about right. Here's the question. When you got the ring, did you wear the ring? Do you wear the ring?
I don't wear it.
Yes.
We were told to wear it week one.
Yes.
It's so big. And it's just it's not practical on my finger. I did get it in a couple sizes bigger because I wanted my dad to try it on, be able to try it on.
Aww.
So it actually doesn't even fit me. But I did that on purpose because my fingers are really thin. And my dad was never going to be able to get that on his finger if I didn't go up a couple sizes.
Yeah.
So he can get on his pinky. That's all he can do.
It's a party sparker. Every once in a while, I bring it places.
When was the last time you wore it out?
Years. I mean, honestly, probably 2016 was the last time. I mean, I wore my ring proudly for about 2 weeks after I got it, and then kept it in my place. And then my mom insisted on taking that ring into her house and putting it in whatever she did with it. She's got the ring, and she for years was like, "You need to, you're gonna lose that ring, and you're gonna really, And
she still doesn't trust you with it.
Exactly.
Right about that? Would you have lost the ring?
I don't think so, but my mom knows me a little bit, and I have been known to lose a thing or two through the years. So.
When was the last time you actually put eyes on the ring?
That's a good question. Probably a couple of years.
Okay.
Maybe my mom sold it.
So it's not on display or anything in your mom's house.
It's actually the opposite with my family because I had a bridal shower here in the suburbs, and as a surprise to me, I guess, my parents had this whole table from high school and whatever. They took the ring because we're in the process of moving. So they had the ring at their house while we were transitioning. And they took the ring and they put it on display at this bridal shower in the window of this public restaurant. And I was like, guys,
that's amazing.
Can we not? And they were like, well, nothing happened. I was like, okay, but it could have. I'm not exactly comfortable with showcasing this thing when I don't have eyes on it at all times.
So you're very different from Mark Grody in that aspect.
I'm the responsible one with it.
I got to admit something. There was when I was.
Oh God, did you lose it for hot second?
Yeah, for 30 minutes. I turned white. I mean ghostly, even more white than I am now. I was about in tears, just tearing apart my place.
Yeah.
And then it was on top of the refrigerator.
Why was it
Why? So as it turns out, my mom was right.
Sure, okay.
To take the ring. All right. And I think the next obvious question here is, will the Bears win a Super Bowl ring this year? That's obviously the place to start.
I mean, I think that answer is probably pretty easy to figure out. But it is something that we are going to discuss on today's show, because obviously, like, I have someone here who covers the league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I wanted to ask you guys about King Tuck.
What about King
Tuck?
He's back.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, Grody.
I mean, honestly,
5 games out, 31 to play.
Because we talked about, like, is he back? His approach at the plate and the way he was hitting the ball, like, that was the Kyle Tucker that we saw in the first half. Just his entire approach at the plate. The homer on Friday, the two homers on Saturday, and maybe my favorite, the two out RBI hit yesterday, which obviously turned out to be crucial. So I'm pretty comfortable. And I know it's crazy. Like, what, 15 at-bats or whatever it was?
12.
I feel 12.
Seven RBIs, though.
I feel pretty good about where he is. But what we did learn is that, and this is going forward under Craig Counsell, that we're going to have to work really hard to figure out when guys are healthy and when they're not
when
healthy
they're, yeah.
because of the empowerment that he has given to the players, which I'm sure endears Craig Counsell to the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. But there's just a lot of stuff said and a lot of interpretation for us, which was unnecessary throughout the whole process.
I always think that coaches and managers can do a better job of protecting players from public scrutiny by being more upfront about injuries. And I know that in a football standpoint, there's a tactical issue that you don't necessarily want to put out there. Like, I get that. With baseball, I don't think it's the same. And I think that when a guy's going through something, and to me, it's the difference between being hurt and being injured. And I felt like what you were talking about early on with him was a guy who was injured. And so it just made it seem like, well, what's going on here? And then it's like, well, he can refuse going to the IL and, like, all of this stuff. And it's like, you have to come out and tell people, this is what this guy is going through, and this is why he's not the same 139 OPS player that he's been all of the year. Or otherwise, you saw it bother him. Mm-hmm. You saw that Kyle Tucker was struggling. You saw him get upset at bats where he's rolling over to the second baseman over and over, rolling over to the first baseman. I get that there's often a strategy that is connected with it, but I do think that there needs to be more transparency for the sake of the player's reputation to protect them from it.
And I also think that there's so much, like, the consistency counts for so much with Craig Counsell, because we've seen all season long him be very aggressive in the way that he makes lineup changes and this, that, the other. So I think that that helps players, especially like a guy like Kyle Tucker, where he's not getting special treatment. He's not being told to sit down when no one else is. Like, this is kind of Craig Counsell's approach to everyone and his entire team. And I think that goes a long way with players when you can really count on the fact that you're manager is on your side.
I agree. It's going to endear Craig to the clubhouse. But even with the player, like veteran players, like Kyle Tucker, by maybe not admitting that the hand was bothering him, it's his worst slump in his career, may have hurt the Cubs. And he may have had his own reasons for doing it, as in he's going to be a free agent after this year. Every player wants to see 150 games by their name at the end of the year. Veterans like him take pride in that. So I do think that that played into it a little bit.
And we saw last year with Dansby. Same thing with Dansby Swanson last year, where it's like, that guy doesn't look right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take those of us who have been reporting on games for forever. A fan could go, wow, Dansby's not moving the way that he usually moves. Or Kyle's not having the type of swings that he ordinarily has. And that's what I think can sometimes end up damaging guys. And the other thing is, what is valuable? Like, I've been saying in speech for the last couple of weeks that you might have had to lose the battle to win the war. The war being the tournament and the World Series. I'm here for winning divisions. I think winning divisions is really important. And now, 5 games back with 31 to play, you're in sight. You're in sight of it.
And the easiest remaining schedule, by the way.
Yes, and they could sweep this road series.
Yeah, road series, for sure.
They absolutely could do that. But I also think that you have to try and set your team up physically to be in the best possible position. Yeah. If you're in a place like the Cubs, like, you're not scrapping and fighting for a playoff spot. You're not the Reds. You're not the Mets. Mm-hmm. You've pretty much got a playoff spot secured. You have to then start thinking about how can we win the tournament? And maybe they'll end up proving us all wrong and winning it anyway. But it just felt like to me that there was at least a 10-day window where you could have sat Kyle down and allowed him to not worry about any of the stuff that was going on with his hand.
Yes, I completely agree with you, especially that part about the postseason has to take precedence once you understand that you're headed to the playoffs. And the Cubs have been in position now for a couple of weeks where we're running out of time, and you realize, okay, the Reds aren't going to be able to make that big of a run because they have one of the more difficult schedules in all of Major League Baseball, if you see what they have coming up. Now, you brought up the 31 games left. Everybody's got 10 series left. I brought up earlier in the show to Grody because I'm trying to get him back on board here. The Cubs are going to win the division. And the reason the Cubs are going to win the division is, one, Kyle Tucker is back, I think, all the way back. My biggest indication was that last game where I was like, he shouldn't be playing in this game, the 4-1 loss to Milwaukee. He hits the ball on the ground twice in a row. Then he lines out. Then he hit a fly ball. In this past series, 14 plate appearances, only twice did he hit the ball on the ground. I like that. That means he's back to his hitter's profile.
Right.
And so because he's doing that, I feel very confident in him, and I'm very confident that the Cubs are going to handle business against bad teams. I'm not saying they're going to go 9-0 on this road trip, but 7-2 is fine.
7-2 would be great.
Yeah.
But I think it's possible that they could sweep it.
Yes, yeah. It is possible. And I told him, just like I told Ann Heron, check back in 2 weeks.
I've been told.
Monday Night Football is going to be happening, and we're going to be talking about the Cubs either neck and neck with the Brewers, like a game back or 2 games back, or tied or above the Brewers, because that's how brutal the Brewers' schedule is upcoming.
Well, that means Spiegs doesn't get to go to Circa Las Vegas.
Well. Is that the deal?
Tell me why.
Well, we kind of made the decision a few months ago that if it looked like there was a clinch situation going on with the Cubs, that the football guy would go with the football team and the baseball guy would stay with the baseball
team. And when is the trip?
26th through the 28th, woo! Week 4.
Yes.
Bears Raiders.
Wow.
Wow.
By the way, here's why I think you two are going to have a great show today. Two reasons. Other than just Carmen being in here and Lawrence here, it's the Spiegel at Home show, which is always great. Number one, you have a bear on your shirt right now. Is that a Grateful Dead bear?
It's a tattered teddy.
Oh, tattered teddy.
Yeah,
I like that.
Really cute.
Here's the second reason. Here's number two. Carmen has a box of Cheez-Its.
Yes, she does.
There's going to be a party in here. Cheez-Its never go.
4 hours is a long time. I need snacks.
Hey, Slim Vitale, she needs her Cheez-Its here. Cheez-Its never go out of style.
They never do.
You are inspiring me right now. I might buy a box of Cheez-Its on my way home.
I might eat the whole box too.
But only after your workout, Mark. That's true. So I'm working out now, and Marshall can't work out.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
You gonna go lift today over on 11?
No, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna work out in the gym in my building. I have a small gym in my building. I'm ramping up because
you know what his nickname is.
Been a while.
They call him Brotherman. Ramp up. This is the time.
That's right.
This is the time.
Wait. They call you Brotherman. Brother Man now?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Fifth Flow?
Huh? That's the level of which his gym is on. It's on the fifth floor. So it I call Bro Man from the fifth floor.
It is on the fifth floor.
Yes. All right, Bro Man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. What have ye today on the show? Yes.
We've got a lot. We have a lot of football on today's show. Here's what we're going to do. Carmen and I are going to spend some time talking about quarterbacking. We're going to talk about roster decisions. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift? Question mark? What was that?
Not what you think either.
It was not her.
Not what you think either.
Right. I apparently spelled Wheezy wrong. We are going to talk about that on the show today. I spelled it like Wheezy Jefferson.
On the dot. I saw it on the rundown and I was like,
what Wheezy is this?
I-E?
Bentley?
I-E? You know, I liken that to people who spell bougie like five different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
But Wheezy F Baby is absolutely spelled the same way every time.
She's right.
Don't forget the F around me.
Chris What's Emma
the
is.
What the F did you just say?
You heard it. Chris Emma is going to do our Bears hit one word today at 5 o'clock because Mark Grody's here. At 4:25, there's some guy named Dave Hellman that's going to be on the show.
He's just a guy.
Mayonnaise guy?
He's just a guy.
He's just a guy. He happens to be a part of the Athletic Football show.
He does.
Yeah. He has some sort of other connection to today's show, too. But we'll get to that later on in the conversation. But when we come back, Carmen and I are going to react to Friday night's game. Awesome. We are going to talk about what matters and what doesn't. And we're going to have a discussion about your quarterback, Caleb Williams. That's next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.